This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition Information Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Once again, visiting with us is Carol Dianca, MS, CNS, LDN, an Integrative Board Certified and Licensed Nutritionist, also the Managing Director of Food Not Meds. Carol utilizes a unique combination of education support, guidance, community travel, and plant-based nutrition to create a one-of-a-kind program that links all facets of health for successful outcomes. She is also the author of Food Not Meds and founder of the Academy for Plant-Based Nutrition. Carol, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're certainly welcome. Good to have you back. So now, if the topic of nutrition isn't confusing enough, there is growing confusion today over where to go to get solid nutrition advice. Your title says you are a board-certified and licensed dietitian nutritionist. Would you explain what that means exactly?
Yeah, surely, Eric. And I do understand. It seems like as the need for nutrition advice grows, so does the confusion. So my title, and I know it's a long one, but there's nothing I can do about it, it reflects that I'm a board-certified nutritionist by the National Credentialing Committee, and that committee in the certifying board is the Certification Board for Nutrition Specialists, and it means that, you know, I've met their rigorous standards for education, internship, and competency. And because I am board certified, I am also licensed in the state that I live in, the state of Illinois, to practice nutrition. So, and the word integrative means exactly what you were saying in my introduction there, that I integrate a number of things in order to give a full, broad spectrum component of nutrition and making sure that the outcome is successful.
And how is a board-certified nutritionist different from a registered dietitian or health coach or any of the other titles of people in the field of nutrition today?
Well, yeah, all the career tracks that you mentioned differ in their training and their experience and the services they provide and ultimately their scope of practice, what they can and cannot or should not do. Registered dietitians are probably the best known. It's also a rigorous program. In order to become an RD, you must have a minimum of a bachelor's degree from an accredited institution. And RDs are trained in all aspects of food handling for safety and for nutrition. And at least half of RDs work in hospitals, clinics, doctor's office, and also in extended care facilities such as nursing homes. They spend 1,200 hours in dietetic internship, and that's usually hospital-based and supervised internship. And their credentialing committee is the Academy for Nutrition and Dietetics. Now, by comparison, a board-certified nutritionist, such as myself, must have a minimum of a master's degree from an accredited university or institution, must pass the 4-hour national board exam in medical nutrition therapy, and we have a 1,000-hour supervised internship. So both of those have a designated and mandated internship. Board-certified nutritionists, though, often work in clinics and private practice or a variety of community settings, so they rarely work in hospitals. Because of all the community work that I've been doing and have done, I'm also called sometimes a public health nutritionist, so I guess that's not a bad description at times. I'll take it. I do a lot of work out in the community. And so then the health coach designation or other like titles come from a variety of places, such as online courses. It can be a title that someone gives to themselves. There's not a certifying board or an educational degree that's required, but there are online and live courses that a person can take to get certified, a certificate of completion, rather, with a training, and that allows them to guide and mentor clients toward achieving wellness goals. So I think, again, you know, the range of services is born out of a need, because for decades patients went to their physicians for nutrition advice, but, you know, as we've come to know, that few, if any at all, educational programs to become a physician require even one course in nutrition. So many physicians are now becoming more aware and involved in this topic, but it's unlikely they're going to be ever nutritionist or be able to provide the services that people need.
And how can the general population know the difference when looking for nutritional guidance?
It can get confusing, but I think sometimes, you know, as good consumers and having a basic understanding of the type of training, titles, letters, and so forth is a help. As mentioned, you know, you'll find a lot of RDs in hospitals and commercial settings, some in private practice. You'll almost always find CNSs, which is in my title designation, Certified Nutrition Specialist, in private practice or community services that I was mentioned. And then health coaches are found in various places, which could be, you know, fitness centers, yoga studios, and through their own websites. So I hope that that's a help to sort of sort it out.
Certainly is. Now, today we are with, again, Carol Dionkin, an integrative board certified and licensed nutritionist and the managing director of Food Not Meds, here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, I would imagine that cost differs considerably. What do the different services provide, and are they covered by insurance?
Cost is a broad range. There's some talk about the new healthcare law that might cover some of the services in the area of prevention, but all the details are really not known at this time. So not a lot of nutrition counseling is actually covered by insurance. Some insurance companies will cover one or two visits if someone is diagnosed as diabetic, because the diet is just so critical for that illness. A lot of it is private pay. Of course, getting nutrition advice in a hospital is always covered with the hospital bill and through the registered dietitian. But as far as, you know, long-term and consistent type of mentoring, that would come from someone in private practice or a health coach that is, you know, that is trained to do so.
And what services does your company offer within your practice?
Well, I do a number of things. I have a private practice, and I take just a small client base because I do many other things, but mainly because I like to take what I call a deep dive into knowing my clients' needs, and I spend a good deal of time doing the necessary research to work on their specific needs. It's not just a one-hour appointment. I have a program that's a three-month program. We meet twice a month, and in the middle of that, we do a cooking class. So that's the private practice, and I do try to keep it small. I develop and present educational talks and workshops, and sometimes I go into hospitals or other health-conscious facilities, and I will do a workshop. One that's been really popular lately is called Emerging Trends in Nutrition for Preventing and Reversing Chronic Illness. There's just so many new discoveries today about nutrition and what we did not know about in the past, but what we know about today, that, you know, so much human suffering can be avoided and so much disease can be avoided by, you know, understanding what's happened to our diet and how we can put the nutritional intake back in so that we can fight off and stay healthy. I also lead a large urban group. It meets monthly. It's in the Chicago area, and we have guest lectures. I do lectures. We also discuss ways to prevent and reverse chronic illness. And also, you know, the whole thrust of what I do is through good nutrition and not relying on medications. I understand there's going to be times when medication is needed, but you know, my philosophy is try to keep that to a minimum and try to learn how to take good care of yourself so you're not just on medication for the rest of your life and dealing with the side effects. You know, probably last and probably the most fun of all is the hosting of culinary trips to Italy, where individuals can really immerse themselves into an ancient cultural environment and lifestyle, and they can learn ways to eat and live and be healthy. They come home with just more than souvenirs. They come home with a little bit of an education and a different look at the way another culture lives. And I'm hosting two trips this year. Next month, I'm taking a group to the Amalfi Coast of Italy, where we will spend a couple mornings cooking with a chef, and then we will be touring and just getting together at night and discussing the different ways that people live there and the natural movement into their daily lives that really keeps them very fit and healthy. And then we come up with ways where we can do that when we go back home. And then there's one this fall that is, it's going to be at harvest time in Puglia, Italy. And we're going to visit an olive grove. We're going to cook with a well-known international chef and do the same. So, that's kind of a lot. In fact, you know, I'm almost kind of tired just even thinking about all the things that I'm doing, but it's, I love it. It's absolutely wonderful. And, you know, to see the results that people get is just so rewarding.
I'm certainly sure it is, and it's fabulous what you have going on. And when there's passion and a desire behind something you're doing, it always comes out, and you certainly bring that every time you join us. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information? I'm sure your trips are probably listed on your website, and also how folks can be in direct contact with you as well.
Yeah, I have my main website is just foodnotmeds.com, all one word. And then I've had to develop a second website now, and it's buonviaggioitalia.com. And I guess the long name kind of reflects where I'm from. But that one has full itinerary for the trips and, you know, what we do and where we go.
Definitely. And we'll definitely put that in the show notes, the link mentioned, the second one mentioned. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip that you can offer our listeners who want to improve their health?
Well, yes, there is. I would say for any listener that is really looking for some good nutritional advice is to first give some thought specifically to the type of service or guidance that you're looking for, so that, you know, you align your expectations with the person that you're working with. You know, for example, if someone wants nutritional guidance based on improving their latest lab results, they're going to want somebody that is current with research and understands also the medical sides, the latest research findings, to be able to make some necessary recommendations to make some changes. You know, on the other hand, if someone's looking for guidance on a certain dietary type and wants to convert, there's a number of diets out there. I think there's over 120 different theories. Then, you know, and they're just looking for maybe some mentoring, coaching, and support, then that's another type of person. They certainly don't need to go to someone that's, you know, going to be outside of that scope. So all of these services are needed. If somebody needs just help with food prep or other various things, that's all important. But there are different layers of services and layers of people that can provide those services. I hope that makes sense, Eric.
Well, it certainly does. Carol, I certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I've always enjoyed being on.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. We've been speaking to, once again, Carol Dianca, an integrative board certified and licensed nutritionist and the managing director of Food Not Meds. And once again, the website of reference is foodnotmeds.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.